time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Yes, okay, and good morning. Welcome to another day of winter. River Valley schools had closed today. I don't know what others are closed. Let's see, and what all do I have today? It's a little slippery in spots out there. State Highway Department is doing a good job, but the wind is blowing some of the snow from the fields onto the road, so you got to be watchful that you don't hit one of those patches and go into a spin, which it's pretty easy to do. Now, in town, I saw something I haven't seen since the blizzard of 78, and that's three snow plows running together in tandem. And right here in town, the city snow plows, three of them, alongside one another, were going east on Mount Vernon Avenue and completely clearing that section of the road. Then they'll turn around and come back and do this. That's neat. That's better than one truck at a time, you know. And that's good. So let me see. What else do I have here? I've got something that's never been done on radio before that I know of, and I'm sure I'm speaking the truth there. I've got something that's never been done on radio before, and it might be interesting to you, and it may not. And then I've got a list of different questions that I'm going to be asking, and I've got... let me see what I've got to give away. I've got a smoothie. Let's see. I've got Jimmy John's to give away and a smoothie and a Ridgedale ticket. Okay. All right. So let me see. We might as well begin with my never before on radio thing. Now, here's the story behind this. You don't remember, of course, you weren't alive when the Titanic crossed the ocean and ran into an iceberg and sank. Well, the radio operator tried desperately to send a distress signal, and the Carpathian, I think, heard it and headed toward the Titanic, but by the time he got there, Titanic was gone. And so were, what, around 1,200 people drowned? Some people got off on lifeboats. But the radio operator on the Titanic knew that something bad was happening, and he started sending a distress signal. Now, at that time, it was not SOS. It was what I'm going to be sending you right now. Yes, this has never been done. I've got a Morse code sender right here by the microphone. And what I want you to do now, and now this, I don't know if there are any ham radio operators listening or not, but the newer ham radio operators do not use code. Now, I grew up in 1947. I started learning the Morse code. And to this day, I can still manage to send her out 25 words a minute. And the ironic thing is that when I was active on ham radio, I never used a microphone. It was all by Morse code, because that was a real challenge. And also, by using Morse code, and say there were two or three people on the same frequency, you could, with your ears, just hear the one that you were talking to. It was kind of a, and that took some experience. Okay, so now I am going to send the three-letter signal that the Titanic sent, and your job is to tell me what the three letters are, and it's not SOS. Here, get this thing straight. Okay, those are the three. Okay, I'll do that again. Okay, now, can you identify those three letters? That is what the Carpathian heard when it was, got news that the Titanic was sinking. The radio operator kept sending that over and over, and the Carpathian heard it, and then the Titanic, of course, sunk, taking the radio operator and everything else with it. But here it's again, what he was sending under distress, knowing that the ship was starting to list pretty bad, and that obviously it was going to sink. And he hurriedly sent these three letters. Wait, try that again. Okay. Now, if I tell you who's listening, the judge, he's a ham radio operator, and he was very proficient in the Morse code, or International Morse Code, as it's called. Now, in later years, here's SOS. Okay, so a ship in distress would have sent that later years, not the Titanic. I'll send that again. That's SOS. And it doesn't stand for anything. Now, a lot of people thought it stood for Save Our Ship, but that's not the case. Now, the other that I sent, the first part of it is a general call. A ham radio operator, here's the general call. Now, if you were a ham radio operator in the old days, that's what you would send when you wanted to talk to somebody. Yeah, and you would send that, and then you would listen. And I used to talk to people all over the world. And one day, my antenna, oh, here we go, this might be it. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was there three letters CQD?
Yes, CQD, you're right. Wow, hey, tremendous.
Okay,
give me your name and I'll give you a prize here.
No, I'm not eligible.
Oh, okay. Well, good enough. Thanks. That you knew CQD.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, all right. How about that? Yeah, CQD. Okay, yeah. He got that CQD. In contrast to SOS. All right. So there you heard what the Titanic was sending as it sunk. Now here again. Only I'm sure it wasn't that steady. And there was also in the back when I back in the late 40s, early 40s, well, the early 40s, we weren't on the air because we were banned because we were in World War II. It wasn't until after the war that the ham radio operators were free to send among one another. But interesting. And so it goes. CQD, like CQ is a general call, and D stood for distress. CQ, distress. All right. So that's our code practice for today. And that, I don't believe, has ever been done on radio. Okay. I'm glad I actually got an answer. CQD. Isn't that amazing? Okay. So we'll continue on with other questions here. Speaking of radio, there was a guy I knew rather well. In fact, I worked with, I believe it was his grandson at the original WDIF. And this man repaired radios and was an expert in sound. If you needed a public address system, he was the man you contacted. What was his name? Okay, what was the name? He did radio repair, one of the most prominent radio. It wasn't D.A. Brown, whom everyone remembers was on Church, Church Street. But this man was very prominent in radio repair and public address systems. What was his name? Okay, that's one question today. Okay. Now, another, maybe an easier one, and this outfit is gone now. The building is in Marion yet, but the owner has gone. This was a place where you could have things welded or buy welding supplies. You could buy wrought iron if you were a blacksmith. And I know I dealt there, but it's closed up now. The building is still there. What was its name? And it was a godsend for mechanics of all kinds, or blacksmiths and metal workers, people that needed welding done. And the building is still there. And what was the name of the company? What was the name of the company? It was very prominent. And most of you passed it, some of you passed it every day. Now, what was it? The time is 10:20. Here we go. I bet this is the correct answer. Let me see. Okay, go ahead, caller.
That was called Slob and Sons.
Well, that's one, but that's not the... Yeah, I know what you mean. That was on North State Street.
Right.
But this was not Slob and Sons. It was more, it had more variety of services. Okay. Yeah, Slob and Son, that was good. Slob and Beers was the company name, Slob and Beers, up on North State Street. Now, they're the ones that made the cylinders that were placed in the ground in Chicago. And the Sears building was built on top of those cement-filled cylinders. So Marion had a big part in all that. Now, I tell you something else that Marion had a part in just recently. The astronaut, Rhea Seldon, when she was in town, visited the schools and did a lot of work talking to young children. and I saw a blog from her telling all about the space crawler built in Marion. Now, when she came to Marion, she didn't know that that crawler was built here. And so she has compiled a list of things about the crawler that very
interesting. Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black lab.
No, golden retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Terry, what's new?
Oh, you're not on break?
I was. I'm not now.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess there's a delay then from the computer.
Yes, there is a delay for sure.
I thought it went the other way. Anyway. Yeah, you talked about Ray Seddon.
Yes.
And that. Did you get into the fact that she was doing a study on genealogy and found out that her great-grandmother was from Marion.
Not really? The astronaut, Rhea Sheldon, her great-grandmother was from Marion?
Ray Seddon.
Ray Seddon, yeah.
Ray Seddon. She said here, writing about the blog, let's see, where was it? Oh, my great grandmother, Louise, Fridley.
I bet it's Fridley.
Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, Louise Fridley was born in Marion, Ohio. So.
Okay, I'm going to mention that again on the air. There might be someone that knew her listening.
Could be some relatives, if there are any.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I'll try to get a hold of her and see if she can maybe call in and we can set something up.
Yeah, that would be good,
she
yeah.
Call in.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I'm glad you got that email I sent. I called earlier and I just got your voicemail or answering machine.
Yeah, so I saw that you had called, so I went to the internet and saw your thing on email, yeah.
Yeah, saw the forwarding. So hopefully we'll send this to the Marion paper and everybody can see the story that she wrote about the crawler.
Yeah, and there's a blog that you can subscribe to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a nice video on there. I also sent you the link to that. It's an interesting video about her and her husband, Robert Hoot Gibson. And Marion's very fortunate to have had them visit us a couple of years ago.
That's so. Right. That was 2 years already.
Yeah,
wow.
2 years.
My.
Well, anyways, we'll let me get out of here and listen.
Very good. Okay, well, thanks a lot. Okay, bye. Okay, yeah. And that's interesting, the female astronaut. Does anyone know Louise Fridley, who would have lived a long time ago? Louise Fridley was her great-grandmother. How about that? A connection to Marion that she had never known before. Okay, the female astronaut. All right. So, continuing on, I need to know the name of that place that a lot of men went to pick up steel or, you know, to buy steel for projects or to buy welding supplies or to take things to have welded. And it was a rather large building. It was always busier. Oh, my land. I went there once, and I stood, I bet, for a half an hour, and everybody was busy. What was the name of that company? It's gone now, and you hate to see it go. The building is still there, but it supplied a service that I don't know if there's anyone supplying that type of service anymore or not. Interesting, huh? All right. What was the name of that company? All right, now, here's another one that may not be that difficult. Well, this shouldn't be difficult anyhow, but I'm asking. But now, there used to be a miniature golf course, it was right near the last question I'm asking. A miniature golf course. Now, where was it? Where was the miniature golf course? Okay, now here's somebody that knows. Okay, let me see.
Hey,
go ahead.
Charlie.
Yes.
Was that Mayo's that did that? I know they sold a lot of stills and whatever.
What was the name you mentioned?
Mayo's.
Mayo's. No, it wasn't Mayo. No.
Yeah, they sold a lot of stills up out there.
I know. I used to buy steel from them, yes. But no, yeah, it's not Mayo. No. Okay, that Mayo, it's, they're now just a scrapyard for the steel plant. They don't have people coming in on Saturdays and buying scrap. Because, it was a lot of fun. You used to go there and wander up and down the piles of scrap to see if there's anything you could use. Now, a friend of mine found enough material to make a spiral stairway for his house. Yeah, I saw it. Oh, here's a caller. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Was it Rex Welding?
Yes, it was Rex Welding. Yes, indeed.
And the putt-putt was right across the road.
At the courtesy inn, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
By Lawrence's.
Okay, now would you like, I've got a Jimmy John's sandwich, I've got a 20-ounce smoothie, or I've got a ticket to the Ridgedale Lions Club?
The smoothie.
Okay, the smoothie, okay. Now, just a second, hang in there. I need to write down your name here on my list. Okay, what is your name?
Trish.
Franklin.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I've never talked to you before.
I've talked to Scott before.
Oh, okay. Now, there was a Franklin that used to work at WDIF down in the Newslife department.
No, it wasn't
you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. And you want the did you say smoothie?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay,
I've never had one, so I'll try it.
Oh, good. Yeah, I saw a bunch of cars there already this morning. Okay. Trish, thanks a lot.
And you could, good day, Charlie.
Yeah, okay, bye. All right, and we're located, of course, in the Ohio Health Building at the corner of Main and the corner of State and Center Street. Okay, and we'll be here till 1:15 at least today. Okay, let me write down. What is the date today? It's the 7th of February, okay. In the year 2020. 2720 today, all right. And I put this smoothie aside for Trish. All right. So, Rex Welding. Yeah, and right across from Rex Welding was that miniature golf behind the Courtesy Inn. Yeah, how about that? Okay. Well, let me see. What else do I have here that I can try stumping you? I'm really surprised and glad to hear, though, that I got CQD, the distress call sent out by the Titanic. And you heard what it sounded like. What I was sending is a little bit clearer than what the Titanic was sending. But that's what it was, CQD, the general call for distress. All right. And the whole story behind CQD is on Google. You can Google CQD and find out all about it. All right. Okay, so we got the miniature golf. We got Rex Welding. Okay. Now, what else do we have? Here's a good one. What used to be located at 1166 Mount Vernon Avenue? 1166 Mount Vernon Avenue. What was located there? If you can give me that answer, I've got a J&J, that's Jimmy John's sandwich, or the Ridgedale Lions Club. Okay, or nothing at all, if you don't have to take a prize. Okay, what was located at 1166 Mount Vernon Avenue that isn't there today? Oh. Do you remember? I was going to ask you another one. And it was so popular at one time as a pizza shop out east of the campus. It was Howie's Lawn and Garden Center? What was the and then it became a pizza place. And you remember that? Yeah. Howie's Garden Center? Yeah. Okay. All right, so 1166 Mount Vernon Avenue was what originally? All right. And I still need to know the name of the radio repairman who was especially good at sound systems. And he, of course, he's passed away by now, but he was a well-known amateur radio operator, too. And I used to work with one of his close relatives. I don't know, it was a grandson, perhaps. Okay, here we go. All right, caller, go ahead.
Was that called Campus Pizza?
Yes, it was Campus Pizza Shop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey. Okay, now, would you like a Ridgedale ticket or a Jimmy John's or a, yeah.
Have you got a smoothie?
Well, I did. I gave away my smoothie already.
Okay, how about Jimmy John's?
Yes, okay, you got it. Now, hang in. I'll have to write your name down here. Okay, what is your name?
Larry. Larry S.
Larry S?
Huh?
Okay. And right down here, you get the J and Jimmy John's. Okay.
Jimmy John's.
All right.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much.
Okay, take her easy. Bye.
Okay, buddy, bye.
All right, there you have it. Campus Pizza Chef, remember that? How many of you remember Campus Pizza Chef? Well, you wouldn't have to be too old to remember. Oh, my. So I gave away the Jimmy John's and the smoothie. All right, Larry S., all right. Continuing on, I would sure love to, I'd love to send some more code, but it wouldn't do any good. this is so ironic. When I was on the air from 1949 up to the present time, I never used a microphone. It was always in code. And here I am using a microphone. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Does anybody know what the Campus Pizza Chef was before it was the Campus Pizza Chef?
Well, was there a Borden store there?
No.
What was it?
Well, does anybody remember Lush Hobbies on Bennett Street?
No.
Lush? And yeah. Huh. Well, Lush on Bennett Street used to have a slot car racing place. The Campus Pizza Chef, it was the Micro Raceway.
Really?
Slot cars, yep.
Well, I never knew that.
1/24 scale slot cars. They had 3 track setups out there.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember there was a, out that way, there was a Borden, what'd they call it? it didn't last too long, but it was the Borden Company something or other.
Where Lupica Cars used to be, I think that was a Dairy Queen, right?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Yeah, there used to be a Dairy Queen on Mount Vernon Avenue.
That reminds me, I wonder how long it will be before Jersey opens
Nan
back
Britton,
up.
The mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and how are you doing today? It's kind of nasty outside. Now, if you have to go out on the highway, the wind is blowing the snow from the north across parts of the highway. Of course, they're salting as it goes along, so it shouldn't be any problem. I had no problem getting in today. I hit a couple of those spots, though, where the snow had covered the highway, but they'll be gone soon. But here in town, I saw three plows side by side clearing out one whole side of Mount Vernon Avenue. That's pretty neat. Okay, what else is new? Let me see. Well, there's that motel that's supposed to be put up. I can remember working on the zoning board for Clarendon Township, and the big concern there with a new motel coming would be truck parking. And I don't know if, of course, that's not Clarendon Township where this new hotel will be going, but I wonder if they considered that and will leave enough room to park a truck. Yeah, those guys got to park somewhere, the ones that don't sleep in their cab all night. But I just wonder, because they've been cited for parking on Blevins Boulevard before to access the hotels down that way. But, anyhow. And so I don't know the name of the new hotel or anything about it, but it would be north, and I think maybe they'll have a connector that will connect Route 309 with Route 95 as a result. So, because they have a traffic light down there anyhow that was put up prematurely, maybe in hopes that something would come along that it would be used. Well, it will be used for sure, with a new motel going up. But if any of you have any details on that or any details on anything, always glad to hear. And let me see, what else? The Jeeps. Oh, my goodness. Ted Graham has all these Jeeps in storage. I don't know how long they'll be there, but my land, there's a bunch of them. Wow. But okay, and I don't know where these gnomes came from, sitting at our side door, and each gnome had a tag on it with a Bible verse, 12 of them, and the one it took a battery and it talks, and I would love to know where they came from. Okay, yeah, there was an attached card on each gnome with a Bible verse. A gnome is a dwarf who dwells in the earth and guards the treasures. Yes, okay. Well, what else is new? 10:48's the time, and we've got about 10 minutes or so before we make the big break at the 11 o'clock hour. Then don't forget, we come back at 12:15, or approximately, with Scott Spears, and on subjects that we really don't know. We don't know. It's just all ad-lib, of course. Now, I wanted to mention, too, on February the 12th, that would be what? Today is the 7th. 5 days from today, which is next Wednesday, the spaghetti dinner will be held at Morrill United Methodist Church. And it's $6 for adults, $3 for kids under 12. Spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread, salad, a drink and dessert, and it's wheelchair accessible. The Morrill United Methodist Church, next Wednesday, the 12th. Okay. What else is happening that we can mention here? Well, of course, we're giving away those tickets to the Ridgedale Lions Club gathering. Their annual, well, it's their 18th annual Daytona 500 NASCAR dinner and auction. That will be the 15th. Okay, that'll be a week from this Saturday, won't it? Yes. And that will be, doors open at 4, dinner at 5, and they will have all kinds of things you can bid on there, too. And the dinner is brought by the Country Caterers. All right. So, if you want one of these tickets and have the correct answer for one of my questions, that's all it takes. And you won't have to do any more of the code. I'm so tempted. I haven't had a good transmitter in a long time, but I enjoyed sending code all over the planet, and it's so easy to hear other code senders in contrast to those speaking, voice wise. You can understand code so much better, but it's a lost art anymore. You don't have to learn, like I did, 13 words a minute sending and receiving. I had to do that to take my test down at the Federal Building in Columbus back in 1949. Oh, I was so nervous, my land. And there was a guy near me, in fact, next to me, trying to copy what was being sent with a fountain pen. And it kept smearing up his paper. And he kept saying, I can't do it, I can't do it. And I wanted to tell him, be quiet. But it took me 3 tries. I had to also... The code was no problem. The problem I had was drawing diagrams of amplifiers and oscillators and things like that, schematic drawings. I was one of the youngest kids ever to get a license at that time, and it was just a little bit beyond me, but I finally made it. The principal of Bucyrus High School took me to Columbus. He had something to do at Ohio State, so he dropped me off down there, and that's when I got my my test. I didn't fail at that time. Okay. All right, now we go back to, let me see, we already got the miniature golf, we got Rex Welding, but we haven't got the man that repaired radios and sound systems. And it wasn't D.A. Brown. Now, everybody thinks of D.A. Brown, but there were a lot of other radio repairmen in Marion. But this man, well, I'll give you his initials, E and H. E was his first word in his first part of his name. H was the second part. Now, who was that? He was well known in Marion, my land. If any old ham radio operators are listening, too, they would have known him. All right. And what else do we have? Well, there used to be a long time ago a little red truck going around Marion. You could smell it a half block away. Why? Because it had fresh bread in it. Oh, boy. Now, what company was having their bread delivered by a red truck? I think it was Red. I'm pretty sure. What was that company that it stood, if you wanted it to stop at your house, you could, you know, get a loaf of bread every other day or so, depending on how much you ate. And what was, and this company had a nice little song that accompanied their bread. And you used to hear it on radio. That was before television. What was the name of that company? 7403-399-44. Right now, it's 10:55. And how are you all doing? Boy, Scott sure had a big response to his questions this morning. My goodness. And I'm surprised yet that I got an answer for CQD that the Titanic sent. My goodness. But you can look CQD up on the internet and even go to the full details are, oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Mom, here comes the Omar, man.
Yeah, right, yeah. Omar. Oh, we'll never forget that. Okay.
No, we used to get bread off of it all the time.
Yeah, I can almost smell it now. So fresh. Oh, my. Would you like the Ridgedale ticket, or?
No, I already have two.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else you want today?
Pardon me?
Is there anything else you'd like?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, good. All right, well, hey, I appreciate
bye-bye.
You calling. All right.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Okay, yes. Omar, here comes the Omar man. Not to be seen, but to be heard on radio. Back in those old days of radio. How many of you remember the old days of radio? How many of you remember Big John and Sparky and Mayor Plumpfront? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Big John and Sparky. Oh, that was something. Where was that? 5 o'clock every day on the ABC radio network? Because I was an engineer. I sat behind here and put him on the air, of course, locally. But Big John and Sparky, wow. That was something. And I don't know if one man did all the voices or not. But, oh, my goodness. Those were the days when we had to use our imagination. Now we don't have to use an imagination at all. And what else? I remember I used to bring the Lone Ranger on the air at 7:30 in the evening. And on Saturday mornings, I had the, what was it called? It involved the 20th Century Limited train and the Grand Central Station. Yeah, that's the name of it, the Grand Central Station. How many of you remember that one? Or how about, my name is Tyke, I live in a shoe. Oh, boy. But now it's hard to imagine. That was a lifetime ago, wasn't it? Oh, man. 10:58 is the time. We'll be breaking here shortly. And I'm still amazed that I got CQD. Well, just for the fun of it. CQD. Yep. The people that heard that knew that something bad was happening to the Titanic. And the Carpathian was, I don't know how many miles away, but that ship heard that distress signal, CQD, which meant a general call that there's distress afoot. And the Carpathian, of course, knew, maybe could see the lights at first of the Titanic. That was a long time ago also. That was before my lifetime. There was a man, his name was Schmidt, I think, that had a clothing store in downtown Mansfield for years and years. Of course, he's passed away many years ago, but he did operate a clothing store up until, well, probably 1950 or 1960s.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes.